does it mean to write biography with Arnhem Land communities rather than about them?
Look, I think it involves rethinking the biographical project in a very deep way, because biography is a wonderful form. I love it. But once you introduce the cross-cultural aspect, you realise that biography can be very normative. It champions a certain sense of, you know, what does academics call subjectivity, sense of self. And once you begin to compare the sense of self in a Western sense to a Yolnu or to a Binning sense of self, it's so different. Each person's spirit belongs to the land, and death is not sort of going away, zooming off to heaven, or simply ceasing to exist, or kind of whatever belief you have about that. It's about being sort of reintegrated into one's own country. And so when I think about the different directions in which biography might have to go, if it's to become far more cross-cultural, it's going to have to allow for these sorts of aspects of Indigenous beliefs.